Ever keen to expand her portfolio career, Flossie tried this week to discover the extent of her ability to leave things up in the air. Yes, the Pilots Federation's favourite pilot donned the brightly coloured lycra, mounted her unicycle, rode into the ring and started to juggle with her precious assets, namely her fuel rat mug, a tennis ball, an emu's egg, and her signed photo of Ed Lewis. All was well. She was demonstrating to Rongway how she'd mastered the alternating toss, the two-in-one, which, as you know, is using one hand and two balls, then showing her snatch following a flash, and was about to show how she could make them bounce when disaster struck. The unicycle ran over Rongway's foot, and startled, Flossie lost her balance and the items began falling from the air as if in slow motion. The egg hit the floor and made a nasty mess, further inconveniencing Rongway as he slipped on it, and the tennis ball became lodged in his mouth as he opened it wide to yell. Flossie had to think fast. She could only save one of the remaining items as gravity took its inevitable toll. Should it be the mug, symbolising her selfless devotion to helping others and given as a badge of honour? Or should it be the picture of Ed Lewis, signed with that mysterious inscription, "To Flossie, my favourite"? Her head said save the mug. After all, you can put gin in it. But her heart knew better, and she grabbed the photo, clutching it to her bosom as she joined Rongway in a heap on the floor, and her mug landed heavily on the handle, severing it from its body, which remained, luckily, intact. Flossie has not let this mishap faze her. She's already been seen sniffing around various underworld sites where mugs can be obtained for the right price, and no questions asked. We're not sure if Flossie will be attempting to pass off an ersatz drinking vessel as a genuine article, but if you do see Flossie, remember to say, "We've got mugs, you don't." Any questions?
As Operation Hot Mess surges ahead, one commander has followed what we like to call the Flossie Navigation Code and gone into reverse. If you visit hot.forthemug.com and look at the Hot Mess page under Current Events, then look at the total mugs delivered, way down at the bottom, currently positioned 260, there is a Commander Rem clip with a grand total of -1 mugs delivered. Speculation has been rife concerning how this feat was accomplished, including selling a mug back to Hutton. Nope, that was done by Commander TLZ. Getting a refund for his mug. Sorry, no refunds unless faulty, and upside down handles don't count. Selling it on the black market, a concept only known to mathematicians known as the Negamug. And most likely of all, getting a penalty because of exactly where he stuck it. This may explain why he's at the bottom of the list. Intarius Fusion, the master of the code hamsters, denies underhand and undercover dealings, but has coincidentally been seen in a new gold paint job for his ship.
Scandal and drama on board the Aurora Australis this week, as reports came flooding in that the silver Hutton mug had been mudnapped, with the gold mug being sent ashore with the deputy voyage leader to cure Mawson Dock of mods. The silver mug was the only thing standing between the crew and all manner of nasty shipborne ailments. Would they get scurvy? Or lose their space legs and end up painting the orange hull green? Would the ship's biscuits develop weevils? Commander Dogsbreath, voyage leader, sent out a number of very stern warnings to the culprit. All shore leave would be cancelled unless the mug was returned forthwith to its mug holder alongside his very important looking chair on the bridge. With no answer forthcoming and the entire crew beginning to feel a little ropey, Hutton received a message with a picture of the silver mug ashore at Mawson. The message simply read, "We've got mugs. You don't. Any questions?" With a little detective work, it soon became apparent that the guilty party was a rogue fuel rat and indeed had mugnapped this vital piece of ship's kit. Apparently, the mug had been talking to him in his sleep and insisted it wanted to go on an adventure. Our boffins have led us to believe that the fumes from the fuel can have strange effects on the human brain, giving fuel rats hallucinations, strange dreams, and causing them to hear all sorts of voices, which explains a lot about Flossie. Refueling operations completed, the mug made its way back to the Orange, roughly in one piece, and accompanied by a dog. Yes, the guilty party appears to have been told by the dog that it wanted to move house and insisted that it make the journey back to Davies. Unfortunately, Stay, the dog, was only discovered hiding in the Voyage Leader's office shortly after the Aurora had set sail back to Davies, so we'll be making an extended stay until he can be rescued by the next passing ship. Remember, pilots, don't sniff the fuel. And if you start hearing funny voices in your head, you've either been spending too much money with HCS, or the space madness has finally taken hold.
Hutton's integrity has been called into question once again. Whilst no self-respecting trucker would venture out on a mug trucking voyage without their trusty mug and a hull that's firmly at 100%, the paint's another matter, of course, over the years, lax shipboard routines have left many a ship with hulls that have all the stopping power of soggy toilet paper. Hull plates and bulkheads that on the face of it look nice and straight, well attached, certainly solidly sealed, may, under the surface, be suffering with plasteel corrosion known as the rot. Rivets that look snug and tight might just not be holding things quite right. And the last thing any pilot wants is to see an unsightly bulge in their forward plates at an inopportune moment. This is a reminder to all pilots. Don't wait for your SOT once a year. Check your integrity every time you land, as you wouldn't want to have a smashing experience with your next cargo of Hutton mugs.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel on the Thargoid War. Haxwing has been fighting alongside the AXI to finally lift the incursions in HIP 18613 and Evangelis. The fighting is still ongoing in Lembassa to lift the last incursion and drive the bugs back to the depths of space. The Eagle Eye network is still down, so there are no new targets being reported. But there's still plenty of work to be done, trackers. Operation IDA, or is it IDA, is still repairing stations, and there are still stations suffering from mods, so get tracking to fix the bubble. A special thank you's also in order to the lovely tracker who delivered the gin to the Gnosis again. We successfully subdued the Randy Boffins and they're back to normal now that Valentine's Day is over. Stay tuned for orders from Haxwing. Good luck out there, truckers, for the mug.
Incoming encrypted transmission. Decrypting. Decryption complete.
Stand by for a message from Haxcom Actual.
Good news, Haxwing. We continue to win the hard-fought AX conflict zones and defeat Thargoid forces. HIP 16813 and Evangelis are now free of incursion. Only Lembas in the Witchhead sector remains under Thargoid attack.
Hey, maybe they'll attack Lothlorien next, or the Shire.
Riley, you see that red light? Yeah. That means we're recording.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Tell you what, Riley. You feel free to finish this up.
Oh, okay. Well, hi there, Haxwing. This is Corporal Riley. Commander Took had to leave, so, yeah. Sal Prospect and Lembas is still needing evacuation, so rescue pilots can help there. And for those combat pilots who make it out to the Witchhead sector, you can help clear the AX conflict zones there. Well, good luck and stay safe out there, truckers. Keep your eyes on them signal sources and defend the mug.
Haxcom message complete. Defend the mug.
Encrypted transmission complete.
Hello? Hello? Oh, bother. I've lost him. Has anyone seen my loose knockers anywhere? He's probably hanging around with his drinking buddies again. I'll pan him when he gets home tonight. Well, let me look. We're looking fine everywhere. Alpha Centauri's in investment and civil liberty, which is perfect for mugs. Ross 671 is a little on the low side. As for Colonia, the election is either going well or not very well. I can't decipher the Hanky's handwriting, but there's another outbreak to worry about in Doritos. Actually, it's going badly. Help the Hanky. And now, over to me. Me again. Not much to talk about this week, but the most important thing is the 24-hour broadcast by the Pilots Federation as part of the Game Blast series of events. Starting tomorrow, all of our favourites from Shinra to Desra will be pouring caffeine, sugary drinks and performance enhancers into themselves and providing entertainment to the masses once again. They've been selling off everything they can lay their hands on, all in the name of charity. It's been said that they pinched the comfy cushion from under Mr. Braben's bum, the Don's favourite garrot and Mr. Benedetti's beard, and are attempting to flog them on Galway for charity. Other than that, don't forget that tomorrow is Return to the Rift 2 expedition, and on the 27th, we've got the Pop and Clops trip to Tharg, a black ice dog. That's all from me this week. Bye!